Welcome to the fundamentals of digital audio. I'm Jeff Hankerson, and thanks for joining me. You can reach me by email at digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com, and you can find show notes and other information at digiaudio.blogspot.com. Now, today on the podcast, we're going to do a couple things. First, we're going to talk to our friend Pate Snegas, who's going to give us a review of the Heil PR40 microphone. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences using the Adderall UA1EX to digitize records. Stay tuned to check it out. Now, before we get started and move over to talk to Pate, I wanted to mention that Rogue Amiga, the makers of Audio Hijack Pro, have come out with a new audio editor called Fission. It's an interesting product. It's really aimed at perhaps users of Audio Hijack Pro who want to edit files that are already in MP3 or AAC MP4 format, for example. And normally what you have to do with an MP3 is, since it's a distribution format that's already has a lossy format, it has some quality loss associated with it to, you know, compress the file and make it smaller for download over the internet. And if you want to edit that file at all, you have to re-encode it to a lossless format like WAV or AIFF and blow it back up to the full size and then make your edits, save it back, and re-encode it to MP3. And when you do this, it's like making a copy of a copy of a copy on a copy machine. If you've ever done that, you know that each generation, you get quality loss. And that's, not that desirable. But what they've done with Fission is they've found a way to let you trim out sections and do some basic editing without having to re-encode and without losing quality. So that is a neat feature, and it costs $32. However, the editor doesn't have a ton of features. You know, for $32, maybe you shouldn't have real high expectations, but it seems like it's more aimed towards folks who are using Audio Hijack Pro to record things like a stream of a program like This American Life from Public Radio that's really popular and is not available as a download, as far as I know. And that really seems to be the market for it. So I don't know that it's going to be particularly useful for podcasters. Podcasters might actually find Audio Hijack Pro a lot more useful. However, it does have a really nice looking user interface, and there's a free demo. I'll put a link in the show notes, and if you feel like checking it out, I encourage you to do so. Now, we're going to talk to our friend Pate Snegas about the Heil PR40 dynamic microphone, and he is going to just give his review. Pate has sent in some comments before about some different equipment. He seems to be kind of a little bit addicted to buying audio equipment, but you know, that's okay by us here at the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. So take it away, Pete.
Hey, Jeff. This is Pate Snegas of the Sneaker.fm podcast. And I just wanted to share my review of the PR40. That's the Heil PR40. And you spell Heil as H-E-I-L. If you want, you can get more information of the Heil on heilsound.com. So the Heil PR40 is the same microphone Adam Curry uses. When I started listening to podcasts, the first one was Adam's Daily Source Code. So I was really excited about when he changes to the Heil PR40. I think he got it as a present or something. So he was excited, and I was excited as well. So I decided to get one a month ago, I think. So let me give some information about the setup. The Heil PR40 is hanging in a shock mount, which is a Heil shock mount. And the shock mount is screwed on the desktop stand. And the Heil is connected with my compressor, which is a Jomeek 3Q. And the compressor is connected to M-Audio, and the M-Audio is connected to my MacBook. And I'm recording this with GarageBand. So the microphone is quite pricey. They quoted as, I think it was around $325, which is quite expensive for if you are a starter. But I've tried enough microphones and I just wasn't satisfied. I think this the money is well worth it. It's a good investment. And I had to import it into Europe. I'm living in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. So the extra VAT costs, they were quite expensive as well. So if you are importing to Europe, you can count on more than just the $325. Okay, let's give you a sample of the pure sound of the Heil PR40. So I'll be shutting off the Meekqualizer, which is the equalizer of the Jomeek, and the compressor of the Jomeek, and then the compression of GarageBand. Okay, here we go. So this is without the equalizer of the Jomeek, and I used the equalizer to give a bit more warmth to my sound and a bit more articulation. So I'll be shutting off the compression of the Jomeek. I realize I'm also giving a review of the Jomeek as well. So the Jomeek is a half rack sized compressor, which is very nice if you don't have the space on your desktop. You just shove it under your external sound card. So this is without the compression of the Jomeek. So here goes without any compression. So this is without any compression. So I also shut it off the compression and post-production effects of GarageBand. So that was the review of the Heil PR40 and also in effect the review of the Jomeek 3Q as well. Okay, if you want any information on me or my podcast, just go to www.sneaker.fm. Okay, Jeff, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to review the PR40. And good luck with your show. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pete, for your review of the Heil microphone. And be sure to check out Pete's podcast, sneaker.fm. I subscribe and I would encourage you to check it out. It's a lot of fun. I wanted to relay my experiences recently using the Adderall UA1EX USB interface. And if you recall, that interface has analog inputs of RCA jacks, you know, red and white RCA inputs, and can digitize your audio and come into your computer over USB. And I thought, hey, I've got these records that I don't ever listen to anymore, and it'd be fun to digitize them so that I can, you know, put them on my iPod and do all this kind of stuff. So I set out to do this, and the first thing I had to do was borrow the phonograph from my father because I don't have one. And by the way, if you're under, say, 30, 35 years old, a phonograph is what we used to have before we had CDs and MP3s and stuff. That's, you know, the old-fashioned way of playing music. When I started buying music, CDs were just starting to hit the scene, and so phonograph, you know, LPs, records were sticking around a little while yet, so I have some records, but not tons and tons. Still, I have some out that I really wanted to capture. So after I had the phonograph from my father, I plugged it into my stereo just to see what it sounded like, and I realized that my stereo doesn't have a preamp for phonograph. And so I had to really turn it up loud to even hear what was going on. So then I thought, well, maybe I can do the amplification and post-production on the computer. So I went ahead and captured the audio with the Adderall UA1EX and captured into Audio Hijack Pro, and then I brought it into BiasPeak Pro to do the editing. What was really interesting about that is that I actually had to amplify it a lot. BiasPeak has a change gain function in the program, and it allows you to boost several decibels. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but something at least 12, if not 24 decibels at a time, and I had to often do that two or three times to before I even got to, anywhere close to having full dynamic range, close to hitting 0 dB. And I thought I'd just play some results for you. The first recording is from the Tower of Power, and this was a LP that was done in late 80s. Only going to play about 10 seconds here, just to give you, for educational purposes, give you an idea how it sounded. And the second one is a children's narration of a children's story about Babar the Elephant with an orchestra playing in the background. And this was a favorite record of mine when growing up. I wanted to share it with my children, so I'll play about 10 seconds of that too, just so you can get an idea of the sound. So here goes. Take a listen.
A little elephant is born. His name is Baba. His mother loves him very much. She rocks him to sleep with her trunk while singing softly to him.
So what do you think? Overall, I thought the results were okay, but there's generally two problems. First of all, it's just kind of thin sounding, not enough bass. Just sounds a little too trebly, it's just a little flat, needs a little more low end. And second, there is some noise, and I think the fact that I had to boost it so much that it just boosted the signal to noise ratio was not really that good, and some of the noise does come through. And I did try to do what I could in post-production and with some equalization filters. But, the problem when you don't have a good signal-to-noise ratio is that you can't cut out all the noise without taking out some of the parts of the recording that you actually want. So there's a limit of how far you want to go. It did improve it, but not bad. So I found that, overall, like I said, the results were okay, but when I reflect on the experience, given the fact that you have to play the record in real time, which is, two sides of about 20-25 minutes each, and then take it and split up the songs into separate files and separate tracks, and then do equalization and a little bit of post-production, it's really fairly involved, and, you might want to consider actually just buying the CD and spending all the time trying to digitize a record. However, it was a fun experience, and if you're the kind of person who likes to tinker under the hood, so to speak, you might find that it's a good way to reacquaint yourself with some of your favorite old recordings and work with them a little bit and bring them into your library. So overall, the results were all right. I was fairly satisfied, but it could have been a slightly better. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of The Fundamentals of Digital Audio. I'm Jeff Hankerson, and you can reach me by email at digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com. And you can find show notes at digiaudio.blogspot.com. along with all of our past episodes. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope to see you soon on another edition of The Fundamentals of Digital Audio. Have a great day.